Welcome back. Happy 2022. It's
It's
hard.
already been interesting.
Who could have thought within 2 weeks of 2022, we're only on January 16th and we've gone through what we've gone through. Oh Lord. We have got an episode for you, but before that, we're just gonna again welcome you back. Thanks for listening. We've had a lot of listeners so far. I think we're at like 170 plays, something like that. We've started a Facebook page, Instagram, so we're getting some hits on that, which is very, very cool. We're back from Nashville after a great New Year's Eve and birthday celebration for Stephanie.
Still recovering, my liver and my feet.
Liver and our feet are still recovering. Had a great time in Nashville, listened to some great live music. And we're now celebrating this weekend back home in Illinois, celebrating my birthday,
Happy birthday!
57. That's actually on Tuesday, but celebrated this weekend with some more live music at the Castle Theater in Bloomington, Illinois. If you've never been, it's a great live venue. It's an old theater and been renovated for a concert venue, and saw an awesome blues guitarist, Samantha Fish. If you've never seen her or heard about her,
She was pretty awesome.
she's awesome.
What girl can play a cigarette or a cigar box
Cigar box
guitar
guitar.
and make it sound like she made it sound? And she's hot, so
Yeah, that was fun.
that was a
So,
lot of fun. Met some interesting people
yeah,
there.
we sure
We
did.
always tend to attract some interesting people. I don't know why.
Oh my gosh. So highly recommend that. And then I had another get together last night with some other group of friends and some more live music. Actually, you heard some good bluegrass here in our hometown in Peoria, Illinois. So a band called this Still Shine, Still Shine, and they are a bluegrass group. So here we are. We're kind of just talking about like New Year's resolutions, what you want to manifest. Do you have wishes, thoughts,
I got
catastrophes?
some thoughts and a
We've
catastrophe
got thoughts and
already.
I know,
Leave it to me to already have a
right?
catastrophe on 2022.
So anyway, just talking about things we want to manifest. And okay, so we're both in our 50s. We already said 51 and 57. And just the whole dating thing, we're gonna, we've already talked about these types of guys that we find, those bottom feeders, ghosters, losers, trophy bass. Next week, I think we're gonna talk about and unpack the men who are not your men. But I've been single now, since last May, and I'm thinking I'm gonna manifest a man this year.
I have been single going on almost 8 months. And I
Hey,
think I'm fucking done trying to find a man already
I'm going
because
on
this is
almost a year,
ridiculous
so
bullshit.
well, and I haven't really put myself out there. I haven't.
I tried. I tried. I got
Hey,
an A for
I'm
effort.
letting everybody else take it for the team at this point,
Thanks,
but
Beth. I took it for the team. I took a hard hit for the
she
team.
took a Stephanie did take a hard hit, but we helped her unpack it and
Get through it.
process and
I don't even know if I'm done processing it yet.
well, it was a hard one.
Because
Yeah.
who the fuck does this shit? I
They
don't get it.
are
But
there. They
they're
are there.
there. And
So
I find them.
I'm thinking that maybe, just possibly, I'm gonna manifest a man, maybe at the grocery store, probably not at a bar.
I'm gonna manifest one in the fucking cooler at the grocery store.
Not in the dumpster at the back of
Nah,
the
packed in ice.
grocery store. Packed in ice. Maybe at the ice rink, maybe at the roller rink, at the riverfront, at a
How to ice
concert.
skate.
I'm not hopeless and I'm not settling. So there's a fine line between that.
I'm not hopeless, and I don't really think I'm gonna settle, but I don't think I even want to fucking look anymore. Not really.
But listen, we do have, honestly, we have to normalize these dating mishaps and to know that it's not us, that it's not it, and what I mean by normalizing is just that when we process what these guys have done, it just makes us feel like, that we are on the normal side. It's not us, it's them. It's,
I mean, they don't even have to be 100% normal, because nobody's 100% normal. Nobody's 100.
Yeah, we've all
got our, absolutely
we've
not
all
normal.
Got skeletons in our closet. We've but all
shit,
got our issues.
Let them out before
baggage.
They fucking kill you with them. Let but, all that shit go. Just get it done. First hour of your conversation, so you just know if you can just walk.
Right.
Talk.
Well, and I think the key would have been maybe even looking him up online on White Pages or Judiciary.
Definitely.
Or stalking him a bit, you know.
Definitely.
That would have maybe solved the problem. We'll
definitely.
Get into-
look these dudes up on White Pages and Judiciary.com.
That would have solved a lot.
That would have solved me a whole lot of time.
Well, frustration.
Frustration
too,
and time. I wouldn't even have wasted a fucking day.
But how do you trust your gut? And I think that's something we all need to learn. And I'm not good at that either. I'm not good at trusting my gut, because I think you get to the point where like, oh, I really like this guy. We're vibing. We get along. We have a lot of things in common. And then
pops up their girlfriend.
Well, then they have a girlfriend or they've got a recent ex, and then you get cold feet and then you back off. So that's what's, you got to really draw the line and figure out where you stand with that. But you know, no strings attached relationships or situationships are fine too. If you want to hook up in your 50s, hook up in your 50s.
But just let the other person know.
Yeah. Be honest and transparent. Be clear what your intentions are. And I think it's only fair that the men are clear with their intentions too, because if they're going to go off on a Mexican, vacation with somebody else, that's fine. Go shoot your shot.
No
but
shit.
At least be honest with the person that you're chit-chatting with and talking to and saying, hey, I'm seeing somebody else too, but I'd really like to, you know, I'd like to hang out with you, or I'm hanging out with somebody else. But be honest. I think it's just
don't
fair.
Say, oh, oops, I forgot I had a trip to Mexico. Nobody fucking forgets a trip to Mexico.
Right?
Oh, I forgot I had tickets.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't happen.
But it's hard to trust your gut, and we've all been there. It's...
Especially when they're cute.
It's not all about looks. It's not.
But it helps.
Well, it does. But I think we get disillusioned by, he looks like Rip from Yellowstone, or he's, you know, he looks like Jason Momoa, or he looks like Brad Pitt.
He had a good dick pic. I don't know.
Yeah. I wasn't going to go there, but you went there.
Who the fuck sends you a dick pic at 6 a.m.? I still had a hangover. Like...
Well, I got a handcuff pic.
Oh, fuck. Handcuff the dick pic. It was a good dick pic.
It was. It was. We've all had them. I mean, no shame.
No shame. Nope.
So what do you think you want to manifest? Or any resolutions. I mean, one of my other resolutions is just get my ass in shape. I mean, I think over the holidays, I've packed on about 10 pounds. I feel just sludgy, and I feel just slow, and I just don't feel like I'm ready to put myself out there. But then again, it's like, you know, you're going to have to love all these love handles, and you know, you're going to have to like it all.
My New Year's resolution to myself honestly was never ever again will I have a reunion tour with fucking anybody. Right. Never ever. No more reunion tours. I learned that from our friend Troy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, I agree. I tried it too. I tried it last year in May. I tried a reunion. I don't know. I don't call it really a tour, because it was never a real tour from the beginning. It was a hookup. It was, you know, getting to know one another and hanging out with beer and pizza and stuff like that.
What's a Gilligan's Island? On an 8-hour tour.
On an 8-hour tour.
We're not even going to do an 8-hour reunion tour. No reunion tours. Your ex is your ex for a reason, and you never take them fucking back, because after 15 times, he's obviously never going to change.
He's never
going to
change.
Never changing. Yeah. Girls, yeah. Never changing.
Yeah.
Move on to the fresh ones. Move on to new and improved. If there is any.
What else do you have to share with me, Stephanie? I know you had something else. Was this a meme or a quote? as we lead into 2022.
Yeah, I did have that, and I'm not real positive what it is, but I am having a grandbaby this Thursday.
Yay!
Another boy.
She's going to be a new grandma.
I'm going to be a new grandma.
Grandma, grandma.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
That is exciting. So I found it.
Okay.
I didn't have to read it. Hit me. Sometimes you have to put aside what you feel for them, looks, dick pics, whatever it may be, and pay attention to what their actions are saying they really feel for you or what they're really not feeling for you.
That's so true. That's so true.
Fact. Actually, whether you like it or not, if you feel like they're really not even reacting to you or putting any effort, let them go.
Move on.
Yeah. Kick them to the fucking curb. That's what I got.
It's hard though, because you get a little bit of crumbs from somebody and you think there's an interest, there's like a little shred of hope. And then you maybe don't hear from them for 3 or 4 days or a week or a couple weeks. And then all of a sudden they pop back up again.
But you know what? Crumbs don't make a loaf of fucking bread.
Crumbs don't make a loaf of bread, ladies.
No, they don't.
That's such a great analogy. I got to remember that.
Crumbs do not make a loaf of bread.
Well,
and sometimes it's just stale bread that's just going to mold.
And the thing is, it's like, I don't want to chase a man. I don't want to look like I'm desperate or hopeless or that. But I also think these guys need a little bit of push up over the edge. Like they need
push over the edge.
Sometimes we just need to push them off a cliff. But also I think guys, bye, bitch. Bye, Felicia. Don't hit that rock
on the way down.
But I think some of these guys, they need to know that a woman is interested, and then they're more receptive to responding, whether that's making plans to go grab a beer or pizza or coffee or a dinner or whatever. Like, cause I've put it out there. Like I've run into a guy recently. I'm like, hey, let's go for pizza and beer sometime. Let's go for a steak dinner. And he's like, oh yeah, that sounds great. And then it's like, okay, I'm waiting. And I still don't get a call or an invitation. They talk it. Well, I want to take you out for a beer on your birthday. Okay. So I'm free on Wednesday. So I don't know how it is to get that to manifest, but I'm going to work on it. So
I'm going to work on me. I think that's my goal.
Yeah. And I've spent a lot of time working on me.
It's going to be all about me, all about me. And I could give a shit less about a guy right now. Well, I'm just going
to
talk about
it. You're entitled to that. And we're all in different phases. So don't beat yourself up about that. Hey, listen, email us on Anchor, Spotify, and Instagram, and our Facebook page. We are at Instagram. Our handle is BethSteph2021. Our Facebook page is Bethany and Stephanie Podcast. Our Gmail is pretty simple. You can't make this shit up podcast@gmail.com. We are hosted on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, CastBox, Breaker Audio, and Stitcher. Don't just listen to us, chat. Send us your dating catastrophes.
Please do.
And girls, we'll unpack them.
So we seriously want to hear everyone else's
horror stories. We want to unpack because chances are we've probably been through it too.
Yep.
So again, email us.
If you're sad, call us.
Email us on Instagram, Facebook, Gmail, and then listen. You can subscribe, follow, and post. No, comment. Sorry. Subscribe, follow, and comment on those platforms. We'll be right back. Okay, we're going to take a little pause here and give a shout out to one of our little local watering holes. Country Saloon. It's a little local biker bar that we like to hang out, and it is located at 3415 Meadow Avenue, East Peoria, Illinois. The owners are Jeff and Stacy, and they have an extensive bar food menu with some added daily specials. Mondays is 60-cent wings, Tuesdays is dollar tacos, Wednesdays is gizzards and livers and chicken specials for $6.95. Thursdays is a wonderful homemade meatloaf dinner for $7.95. Friday is steak bites. Can't say that word. Cooked how you prefer with a side or a walleye dinner for $7.95. And then also on Sunday, the light This menu served from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You'll never leave hungry, and this is dine in or carry out. They have live entertainment on weekends, and every other Sunday is an open jam, open mic. You can find them on Facebook to see current events. And in the summertime, they host bike nights through the summer and do giveaways. Lots of fun. It's a great place to hang out. They have the gambling machines, or what do we call those? Poker machines.
I know someone that's a pro at it.
Poker machines and touch tunes and pool tables. They do pool tournaments, I think. So check out Country Saloon in East Peoria, Illinois.
Hello there. I want to do a little advertisement for a little local bar here in East Peoria, Illinois. First one is the Brass Key. It is a little local neighborhood bar located at 2410 East Washington Street, East Peoria. There's really no food menu, only frozen pizzas. Video gaming, weekly drawings every Tuesday night. You must be present to win. Come in through the week and put your name in. We have new t-shirts, hoodies available to purchase also. They're pretty cool. And some pretty awesome bartenders, including myself, every Saturday from noon to 6. The owner is Dave, and he has owned this little gem since 2013. It has so much memorabilia from the city of East Peoria, from license plates to yearbooks that date back to 1970s. Mm-hmm. It is the home of Gary Richrath, and he frequented that bar when he was here always, until he did pass away. And he was born and raised in East Peoria. Brass Key Lounge, the motto is, our key will fit any hole. Find all the upcoming news for them on Facebook, Brass Key, or you can also message me because I am a bartender there. I've been there for a little over a year. So come enjoy the scenery. And it is like the bar that I spoke about before in our previous episode.
It's like Cheers.
It's like the little Cheers bar. It's a lot of locals and everybody is a friend.
Yeah, absolutely.
So come visit us.
Okay, we're back. So we're going to jump into a topic that is, I think everybody is experiencing this.
Yes.
COVID has hit us hard. You know, we're all, well, not all of us are working from home. Those in the medical field, thank God for those people having to be right at the front lines of it. But it is serious, but we're trying to find some humor in it as well.
Well, I got something that's semi-humorous.
Well, yes, you do. So okay. We're going to jump into this episode, try to be lighthearted, but with some seriousness too. But launch off, Stephanie. Pop off, queen.
Okay, here we go. Here's me again. Leave it to me. Okay, I named this episode Spreading COVID with Love, hence the traveler. There's a reason for that. So yes, we're back. It's a brand new year, and already it's been interesting to say the least. So back to another great adventure.
Well, let's say this too. The COVID is traveling, but the person we're referring to is traveling also. So
he's just a traveler with traveling COVID. No, I don't know. I don't know if he ever got COVID, but anyway. So we're back for another great adventure, and something that we are very familiar with, unfortunately, and it is about COVID. So yes, I do take it serious. I do work in the medical field. I know it's a very serious illness. So I'm not joking about the illness itself. I'm just really confused about what happened. So I guess I should have named this episode What the Fuck instead of Spreading COVID with Love, because like, did this really just happen? And who the fuck does this? I get the COVID serious, but running rampant through our country right now. But seriously, calm the fuck down. Honestly. Okay, so I am going to read a little bit of this because I had to jot it down because it's very extensive and a little detailed.
Well, it goes all over the place. I mean,
it is all over the place.
It's like this person was all over the place. He was all over the map.
He was all over me.
He was all over.
For a moment.
I mean, for a moment, it wasn't a bad thing.
It wasn't. It was my dick pic. Okay. So I met this guy on Facebook. Not on the dating app. I'm just going to call him the traveler because that's what he does for a living. And he messaged me about 9 months ago when I was out of my relationship at the time. And we talked here and there. Nothing ever came of it. Well, minus a girl messaging me, asking me if I was fucking her boyfriend because she found our conversations. Yeah, and we never had even met in person at the time. Like I had never even met him yet. He found me on Facebook. So I forwarded her messages on to him and told him when he was done with that, we could continue our conversation. Well, of course, he said, she's my crazy ex-girlfriend. And no, we're not together. Okay, so.
I think they all say that.
Oh, I think
But she's my ex. But she, haven't talked to her in months.
Right. So in the meantime, I got back with my ex of long-term reunion tour. Mistake. So I just forgot the whole thing. Well, that didn't last long with me and my ex. So I soon again was single. So I hear from the traveler on Messenger again. And we talk for a few months. He's always gone, out of state. He builds turbines for work. And he made several attempts to meet me in person, but always canceled. Oh, I got called back to work. Oh, I can't meet you tonight. Oh. So I got sick of the game and just dropped it and did not respond to him for a month or so. Then who's texting me again right before Christmas? The traveler. So, well, this time he was absolutely wanting to meet me and promised to not cancel. I really didn't think anything of it because I just figured he was going to cancel again, as always. So what do? I give him another shot. Mistake. He's had way too many red flags already, but the best is yet to come. Wait for it.
Wait for it.
That's not even just a part of it. Okay, so long story short, we meet at a little bar where I live. We hit it off. He's absolutely my type. He had a great beard, strong personality, looks and presents himself as if he has it together, as a lot of men do. He was absolutely into me. So we go out all weekend together. He stays at my house all night just because he works out of state. That's usually not my norm. I don't usually let men just stay at my house. So he stayed at my house. Well, one thing led to another. You know how that night ended.
We've all been there.
All been there. And not regretting it. Plus, it didn't help with my willpower that he looked pretty similar to Rhett from Yellowstone. I mean, he had that going for him. And
Stephanie, you weren't weak in the knees, were you?
I was weak everywhere. A girl can dream.
Right.
Well, I was leaving for vacation and he was off to his forgotten trip to Mexico by himself. Not probably by himself. So he said, and we texted the whole time back and forth when he was off to Belize because he got bored in Mexico because that was the guy that forgot he had a ticket to Mexico because.
And a ticket to Belize.
And a ticket to Belize. I don't fucking think so. So meanwhile, I'm having the best time on my vacation with Beth as he blows my phone up and I wake up to a naked dick pic of him on my phone at 7 a.m., which we already discussed, which was a pretty good dick pic. I mean, it was pretty fucking sweet, but
you were still nursing a hangover.
I was still nursing a hangover, but it was a sweet pic. I can say that. I don't get dick pics, but that was a pretty good dick pic.
You know, you've gotten dick pics. It's just been a little while.
And it wasn't like that. I would elaborate, but we'll leave it to your imagination. So I come home from vacation. He is now in Texas. He's home from his forgotten Mexico trip.
His forgotten Mexico trip.
And he's in Texas and calls me. And he says, you sound like you're getting a cold. And there's a reason why I'm telling you all of this, because this leads up to what really fucking happened. So I just chalked it up to vacationing for 4 days because we were drinking, walking in the rain all night, mm-hmm. and riding in horrible cab rides, and we thought we were going to die, and we just didn't get a lot of sleep. So I just thought, you know, I just had a scratchy throat. So I went to work the next day on a Monday. My boss saw me. She looked at me, had no problem with it. I wasn't sick. So that Monday, he still comes back to Illinois, comes back to Peoria, and he texts me. Well, are we still going to go to dinner? Yep, we can still go to dinner. So he has me meet him. He can't even fucking pick me up. Like, okay.
We are also using the term dinner loosely. It's a wrap.
It was a fucking $10 wrap at a bar. And he couldn't pick me up. So that's not a fucking date.
That's not a date.
No, it's not a date. It's a, oh, I'll buy you something to eat after, then we can go hook up. In his words. Okay, so anyway. Dinner and drinks were done. He started the conversation about how stupid COVID is, that he has had it twice. He's been vaccinated. It's just an extended flu. He just had it over Thanksgiving. That his mom and brother both have it. And that that is where he's going to be staying for the next few days later in the week. So he said he wants to stay with me after our date. Well, I have an empty house, so, and my kid's gone, so why not? Reunion with the dick pic. Okay. So, and then you know how that night ended. weak in the knees. So we wake up. He made the comment, babe, you coughed all night, and he's getting ready to leave. Kisses me goodbye. Did not force him to kiss me. I did not realize that he was going to call me angry. But anyway, I'm feeling like crap, so I decided to get a COVID test. And then I text him that I should get a COVID test. Before he even knew I was positive, he flipped the fuck out. Crazy bullshit. Blowing my phone up, calling me a dumb, selfish cunt, ignorant, unintelligent, unethical, and that what I had done was illegal, and he was going to call my place of employment. What the fuck? Like, who does that? I mean,
he just went off
the deep end. He went off the fucking deep end. He even quoted Mark Twain.
Well, not even, gee, I hope you feel better. Anything I can do for you. I mean, you know, not that he could really do much, but the gesture would have been nice. But then just to blame her and shame her for being honest and saying she was having a COVID test. I mean, first of all, that's private. You didn't even have to tell him.
No.
But
he didn't even ask how I was. That's
the point.
Well, meanwhile, he blew my phone up for 2 days straight, calling me awful names, saying I was messing with his career and future job. What the fuck? Okay. No, I did not know I had COVID. I had a little scratchy throat. Not sick in any other way. You go to a house with COVID. He literally went to his mom's house.
Yeah, he's been staying in a house with COVID and traveling to a foreign country where he could have had COVID. So that's the thing is like I think he totally forgot what he had told you. I mean, obviously we knew he went to Mexico and went to a foreign country and was on commercial airlines, but then to blame you for giving him COVID when in fact, I think he had COVID long before Christmas.
Well, I wasn't sick in any other way other than a little scratchy throat. And obviously I coughed all night. But he goes to a house that has COVID anyway, so threatening me. And I explained to him he's been vaccinated, so he only had to quarantine 5 days if I was positive around if he was around me and I was positive, he'd only have to quarantine for 5 days because that's the new CDC rule.
That's right.
So therefore, that would have been before he went to his next job. So it wouldn't have affected his job. But I explained to him he is now in a house with COVID relatives. So that just pushed his 5 days out even farther.
Right.
So that's on him, not on me. Right. Psycho. Who does that and acts like that? I get people are a little freaked out about the rampage of COVID. Again, I get it. It's scary. People die for no reason.
Yeah.
It's awful. But there was no talking any logic to him and to just freak out before even knowing a result. And I did not force you to follow me home, stay with me, sleep in my bed, or kiss me multiple times. I did not force him to do any of that. He saw me at dinner.
Well, he probably, when he came back from a foreign country, he might have.
He was drinking fucking rum with snake venom in Belize. Seriously? And he's worried about COVID.
He should have quarantined himself when he came back from a foreign country.
But no, he's going to lose his fucking throat from snake venom.
I don't think the guy has any brains.
I have no words, but after a little research from a reliable source, like we spoke about earlier, the anger matched up. It's pretty self-explanatory. Ladies, do your research. prior to dating, I will absolutely from now on, if I would have known the research depth of his past, I would never entertained him by even meeting him. Yeah. Lesson learned. He can travel on to the next girl, which he probably already has and probably already was, which I am sure he is moving on. So I think my whole phase is over and it only lasted a couple weeks.
Hey, but we took a visit to the whore store.
I took a visit to the whore store. I think I fucking scared the shit out of him. With the shit I brought back from the whore store.
It was so cute.
It was black frilly pants and a Hustler tank top. I mean, come on.
These guys don't deserve it.
No. Oh, so our next episode, we really want some input, some feedback on this episode, if you have any. So please drop some comments. Emails are welcome. Also, stay tuned for next week's episode, The Man Who's Not Your Man. Stay safe. We love all of our supporters.
Yep.
Thank you for listening. And just stay home if you are sick, which that's what I do. And that is not what happened with this. Absolutely not. I don't understand why he freaked the fuck out, but he did. And you can't help that.
Lesson learned.
You can't fix stupid. So anyway, thanks for listening. And we're here to support you, pick you back up, educate you, grow with each other. We must have each other's backs every single day.
Absolutely. You Can't Make This Shit Up podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Breaker Audio, CastBox, and Stitcher. Thanks for listening to You Can't Make This Shit Up podcast.
Bye, guys.
Bye.